Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 2015 Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo Radio Show, brought to you by Painter's Dream Productions and hosted by Perry Hartman of Painter's Dream Productions and Chris Collins, your international host for this year's 2015 event at the Mount Vernon Outland Airport in Mount Vernon, Illinois. The 7th annual Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is scheduled for Thursday, September 10th through Saturday, September 12th. Showtimes for this year's event are 9 to 4 each day. Midwest LSA Expo Incorporated specifically created this event for three reasons. One, to educate aviators about all facets relating to the LSA industry, including the many different aircraft types, available engines, and LSA performance. Two, to promote the sale of LSAs, the use of LSA aircraft for flight training and in rental fleets. And finally, to promote economic development in the Southern Illinois region. We know that the Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is the most convenient and affordable of its type in the country. If you ask anyone, it's the true sales and demo show. Now get ready, the Midwest LSA Expo radio show starts right now.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Perry Hartman with Painter's Dream Productions. On behalf of the Midwest LSA Expo, allow me this opportunity to first wish everyone a very happy Labor Day. We know why we celebrate today, and well, today is a blessing in itself. Allow me this opportunity to give you some encouraging words today, because you know this world's going crazy, and we know that adversity and problems are guaranteed. But my friends, stress is optional. So with that being said, welcome to the Midwest LSA Expo Radio Show, number 3. Today's Monday, September 7th, and we got a full show ahead. Now allow me to introduce to you our international host, the manager of Mount Vernon Outland Airport, Mr. Chris Collins. Chris, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Perry, how's it going?
Oh, you know me, same stuff, different day.
I'm sure it was busy.
Well, you know, it hasn't stopped, but I'll tell you what, we got a packed show tonight. I believe everybody but Mike McMillan is going to be on. His plane got delayed, so I think we'll end up having him on Wednesday instead. But besides that, everybody else is on. Everybody else is ready to go. I just wanted to wish you a happy Labor Day, my friend.
Same back at you.
What'd you do today?
Oh, loaded question. I ended up doing a little work around the house and then went and helped Eric Evans show an airplane. And then while I was at the airport, I fueled a Stearman. And then I did a little weed eating. And then back home. And then I did some work for our local YMCA this evening. I'm on that board. So it was a packed day for me.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Eric Evans because he's probably one of my favorite guests. And you know why? Because all three of us together, we're like Larry Moe and Curly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see the point.
Eric, how you doing, brother?
I'm here, Perry. What's going on?
We're at another year. Can you believe it? 7th annual.
Doing good. Before we get going, can you guys hear me good?
I hear you fabulous. Chris, you hear him?
All right. I got him.
All wonderful. Right, perfect.
No, I'm excited. You know, this show has earned its keep, and we're going into another year. And, my gosh, I mean, when we first started this thing, we were nervous, worried, and whatnot. And, you know, things just kind of cruise on cruise control, but a lot of that's because of Chris and his staff. But, no, I'm excited. The weather is looking decent. We're still having summer here in the Midwest, which is great. And just ready to rock and roll and entertain.
It was hot today out here. I mean, it was like Las Vegas hot.
93 here in Southern Illinois.
Yep. How much?
We've been having
93.
93. Now, has anybody checked the forecast for? We're only 3 days away, so we should be getting. What are they saying?
Eric, have you seen it?
It's going to cool off a little bit, and a little bit of sketchy weather for a little bit here, but I think it'll all be fine. I don't think we're going to have weather problems. But yeah, we just this summer trend, if it continued, we'd have been buying 50 cases of water to keep everybody hydrated. Because it's been hot. I mean, I saw in my car 2 days ago 102 degrees. Now, that thing's probably not accurate, but that means it was at least 95. And it's just it's been a nice end of the summer, actually. I enjoy it. I enjoy the heat.
Well, I'm thinking that you're probably going to still need quite a bit of water. I've got a feeling. Just because, yeah, I know it's supposed to cool down by at least maybe 4 or 5 degrees, but I don't think that's going to be enough.
We got 40 cases, compliments of Huck's Travel Centers.
Well,
there you go, Chris. There you go, Chris.
You gotta love these sponsors, man. People don't realize just how important they are. I mean, we couldn't be having this event if it wasn't for them. And, of course, all the last two shows, I've read through them. I'm not going to read through them today. But next year, I'd like to get some commercials on the show. You know what I mean? That would, like, give me a break to get some water in my throat, you know, or something. But we'll work on that next year. In the meantime, Eric, what do you got going on for this year? What do we get to look forward to?
Oh, we'll be out on the concrete, pounding the pavement and talking about airplanes, just like always. And obviously, number one up, we'll be supporting the Jabiru line of aircraft. But really, I support all life support aircraft, and you know, really hope that people come and find the airplane that they want to choose and whatnot. Then also, I'll have a whole myriad of used life support aircraft for sale. I've got some general aviation airplanes for sale. So I'm going to be kind of like hodgepodging it this year a little bit more than normal. And you know, I mean, I've got some ready sellers that want their airplane to go to the next person that wants to fly. They're priced appropriately, and we're going to be excited to have those on display at the Midwest LSA show. And you know, obviously, whatever we need to do, we'll fly, we'll demonstrate, we'll talk, we'll show paperwork, we'll do whatever. So that's my plan, and looking forward to it.
And I know for sure that if anybody is looking for an airplane right now, and they're looking for someone who does honest business, all they have to do, Eric, is go to evansaviation.net, right? Click on the aircraft for sale, and that'll give them a whole listing of all the planes that you have. So maybe if somebody comes to the expo, they'll say, hey, I went on the website, I saw that airplane, let's talk about that one, and you just never know.
Absolutely. No, that's what it's all about is just, you know, I mean, that's the business that we're in is, you know, number one, we're here to help the seller get rid of his airplane, but also help the buyer get into an airplane. And there's always a happy medium there. And when you find that happy medium and the price is right for both and help the new buyer get transitioned into the airplane, everything works well. And that's kind of what we're all about.
Now, I'm going to throw you a softball. Are you ready?
How far am I supposed to hit it?
third class medical.
Okay. Somebody's been feeding your ear.
No, I kind of, you have to understand the last two shows, I pretty much mentioned it to get everybody's opinion ever since you mentioned it, because it did seem to be a hot topic. And I went and I started looking on the internet and I said, you know something, I'm not going to waste my time on the internet. I'm just going to wait till Monday when I can get the real perspective.
Yeah. So I do have a perspective, and my perspective only comes, you know, it's probably mostly my opinion at this point, but, it comes from a lot of knowledge of the industry and being around not just life support aircraft, but also the GA industry. And whatever's good for aviation, Eric Evans and I will support. And that's the way I believe about this. But here's the real issue when we start talking about, you know, giving a waiver of third-class medical. Number one, the life support industry already has that. And I don't think we talk about that enough. And we really need to let people know that that's available to them. But the second side of this is I don't think any of us in the life support industry really care if they approve the third-class medical waiver and we have a pilot bill of rights and there's some new things that come down for general aviation, because that's all good for aviation. The problem is in the interim time, all this decision making and this time taking has caused people probably not to be able to fly airplanes. And that's what really upsets me, is we've got so many people that are waiting for a decision, whether yay or nay, and they're not flying. And unfortunately, when we talk about people with medical issues, typically that means that they're mature citizens, and they've attained an age that is only going to allow them so much longer to fly, and so they're passing their flying years. And I've seen this in my particular piece of the business. I've seen people that have waited to make a decision to buy a light sport aircraft. Then when they bought it, unfortunately, their health let them down in a very short period of time afterwards, and these types of things. And I think we're just really a confused industry right now, because what are we doing? And, you know, okay, so Congress approves it. The FAA is not even looking at this third-class medical reform right now. They don't even care. They're going to wait for Congress. Well, then the FAA is a very large organization, maybe what I would call bureaucratic, and it's going to take a period of time for them to even put together what it's going to take to waive the third-class medical. So we're talking years. We're talking years still. This is not an overnight situation. And, you know, that's my belief. I might be wrong. Somebody might be able to ramrod it through way faster than I ever thought possible, and faster than Obamacare came along or anything else, but I don't think so. I just don't think so. I've been around the industry for so many years, and things don't move that fast. And so what we've got is a stall out in the light sport industry, because people are waiting for things that possibly aren't going to be there for the next 5 to 7 to 10 years. And it's a pet peeve of mine, and all I want is a decision. I'm not asking for one way or the other. I'm asking for a decision. That's what I want. And then we can all move forward and adjust, just like in any business. You have to adjust to what the new rules are. And that's what we want. What are the rules? And then we'll adjust and sell airplanes. And that's how we are. In the meantime, if people want to fly, there's a great line of airplanes out there. And the light sport industry, unbeknownst to a lot, will survive even if there's a third-class medical reform, because these airplanes are very efficient, they're very fast, and they burn a lot less fuel. They're new technology, and all those things will lend to people that want to fly in a newer airplane, will like the technology and buy it, even if it's not just about the medical. So, that's the short and sweet of it. I have a lot more that I could fill in, but, Perry, I mean, it's been an issue in our industry, and it's impacted all of us, or a lot of us, and it's something that, we need to educate the actual buying population, not the people in the industry, but the buying population, about that this decision is not around the corner. I mean, we might get Congress to start working on it, and that might be right around the corner, but the actual bill itself is not right around the corner.
Chris?
Yeah.
You pretty much said the same thing the other night. It seems like everybody pretty much feels the same way about it.
That's right.
I mean, what can you do? You can't do anything, so we got to keep moving forward. No matter what they decide, the Midwest LSA Expo is still Thursday, and nothing's going to change that. So.
Correct. No, we're all about showing people what kind of great airplanes there are to fly in this particular segment of the industry, and there's not one that stands way above the rest. There is a ton of them that are great airplanes, and it allows people the opportunity to do things. And I think this is what the Midwest LSA show is really about, more so than whether or not we have third class medical reform or all that. It's to showcase the industry. And this is light sport aviation. And, I don't think that we that have participated in the light sport industry stand up enough for our own segment of the aviation industry, and we need to do more of that. And I plan on being at that Midwest LSA show and trying to rally the troops and trying to get people to be together versus, unified versus separate, and thinking we're all fighting our own simple individual battle, because we're not. We're all fighting the same battle. Let's have a voice and let's speak up and say we're here. You know, we can offer these things. If you want to fly and you've got a little bit of a medical issue and your medical's going to lapse and you're going to let it lapse, we've got airplanes to fly, and they're a blast. I mean, these airplanes in a lot of ways outperform what you can fly in the lower end of general aviation. So
You and I have had many discussions about new projects and new topics, and I'm not going to put you on the spot. I just want to know if there was anything new or anything else that you wanted to share that was going on with Eric Evans Aviation.
Well, there is, and it's we're at the embassy stage, but also the second side of light sport aviation is not necessarily just dealing with individuals that are at the later years of their flying life with medical issues, but also these airplanes operate at such a cost that really can benefit flight training costs and those types of things. And as we hear things as shortages of pilots moving to the airlines and whatnot, not that light sport is like the cure-all for that, but really what needs to happen is there needs to be some flight schools out there that really are successful at dragging or bringing in the individual that never knew that flying could be a hobby, because a light sport license is incredibly less expensive than a private pilot license, and is less intensive and also takes a lot less time, which causes a lot of private pilot startups never to finish their private pilot license. The light sport license takes a lot less time. And I think that side of our industry has not been exploited to the need that we really need here in the USA. And I've got some things going behind the scenes to try to figure out how to do that. And I really don't want to get into the specifics, but basically build the flight, the model for whoever wants that model, how to be successful at attracting, 1,000 light sport pilots a year to a flight school. And, it's smaller communities and whatnot. You probably can't do 1,000, but when you have cities like St. Louis, Chicago, Indianapolis, wherever, Los Angeles, it doesn't matter where it's at. I want to be able to take this model and show people, this is what you can do. Look what I did right here. And this is how many students I got in 1 year. And bringing new people to aviation, which will, I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know if it's 10%, 50% or what, but those people will graduate into bigger aircraft if they're younger. And they will move throughout the aviation industry, which drives our whole industry forward. And that's more what I'm looking at than just the simplicity of just light sport by itself, is what can I do with this? Because these airplanes are amazing. The cost level to get a license is amazing. And people, I don't think, really realize this can be a hobby just like you go play golf, or just like you drive your sports car, or just like you jump on a Harley Davidson and go ride around. This really is a doable hobby, and we need to exploit that. So that's kind of the area where my brain's been. And it just, I have to sell airplanes every day to make a living, but, I'm still in the research development of that side of it.
And as the great philosopher Rob Schneider said, you can do it.
we'll see.
Now, one question that I asked every guest on this show, and then I'm going to have to move on to my next guest because we've got a full show. Eric, you and I can talk for hours, is when it comes to demoing, if anybody wants to demo, there's obviously a procedure, there's a set of rules. So this way, if anybody's listening and they know about the Jabiru or one of your planes that you have or whatever, and they want to demo it, what's the procedure? What do they have to have? What do they need to do in order to be able for it to be smoothly at the show?
Well, at the show, basically come up and talk to any of us in any of our booths. Doesn't matter what booth you're in. And if you show good, keen interest in the aircraft and you're actually, looking or deciding or even thinking about, I don't think any manufacturer is going to have a problem picking you out and putting you in one of their demo aircraft and give you a 20-minute demonstration of the aircraft, which will be very professional, very safe, probably not a ton of flying by the actual person that's taking the demo, more flying by the actual demo pilot, but a demonstration of what a light sport aircraft and what that airplane can do. And, you know, it's really that simple. There's nobody at these shows that are standoffish about that. These airplanes burn very little fuel. We're not worried about the cost. We're not worried about that. Some people may or may not charge a fee to take a demo flight, and that's fine. I mean, it's not expensive. And if they do, but it's very easy. And, you know, what we're looking for is people that are actually interested in aviation and want to really check out what we have to offer at, you know, standing, you know, I don't know what it is, 9.5 or 10 acres of concrete, but whatever's standing out there, if you want to know more about it, talk to the people. And when you show interest and you say, hey, I'd really like to get a ride in it, I don't think there's going to be a problem. I think any one of the manufacturers would give a ride. So,
Well, listen, that's exactly what the expo is all about. And I thank you, Eric, for your time as always. I know you got a lot going on and I know you're very busy. So I'm grateful that you did take the time to join us yet for another year. We'll definitely see you next year. I will not be at the expo this year, unfortunately. So we won't be able to have our laughs, but just pretend I'm there and laugh for me. And we'll definitely talk with you next year for sure.
Well, Perry, I appreciate you guys having me on and also promoting the show. And I just hope that everybody comes out and enjoys what we have to offer, because it's a lot of fun. We're going to be having fun there.
And after the show is over, just so that you're aware, you can share this. And so I'm asking everybody who comes on the show to come back to the Facebook page or on the website for the expo and just share this radio show, because the more people know about it, the better it is. So I appreciate your time, Eric. Great talking to you as always, bro.
Yep, sounds great, Perry. Thanks for the opportunity.
Until next time.
Yes, sir. We'll see.
Now, next on our show, this gentleman, we spoke to him last year. He's with NIU Echolot. Let me get Chris on. Chris, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, Perry. Thank you very much. You're doing wonderfully. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you much for me. I apologize for the long wait. It's just a pleasure to have you on, and do us a favor. How have you been doing? It's actually been a year since we've talked, and what do you have planned for the expo this year?
I'm doing fine. Of course, happy Labor Day.
Yes.
What do I have for this year? This year, it's a year which with the Echolot, which is the manufacturing for Topaz Junior and Elf. I have something which they just started, something new, which is a wider door and door luggage doors for the luggage. This is something which is kind of growing up on the Echolot. People are getting more comfortable and more comfortable. Eric mentioned about how inexpensive it is to fly, but at the same time, people are going for more comfortable and nicer looking airplanes. And that's what the Echolot tried to offer. We did a few research, like Eric, and we are finding out that not only the schools are very interested with the light sport, but also a regular customer, never have experience with the airplanes, but they do see how comfortable, how easy it is to operate, and how nice looking airplanes are. And how safe they are. Most of them are coming with the parachutes, which old airplanes are not even offer. And of course, you know, the same thing with the lightweight. They can glide. They can really do some gliding in emergency situation.
Do you find that compared to last year and compared We didn't have bad weather last year, but are you finding that the interest in the LSA market seems to be increasing? There seems to be more people interested in flying this year compared to last year?
Of course, yes. Probably Eric mentioned, I didn't hear him earlier before on the show, but we talk on the San Juan and we talk about more and more people interested. In my situation is then people now they know what they want. And the beginning, this was the big wave of the light sport, and people will just go because this was no medical and cheap, inexpensive to fly. And now people are looking for particular standards raising up. They are looking for some glass cockpit. They are looking for those parachutes included. They are looking for comfortable for cruising long flight. They are more and more interested. I'm telling this from experience because people asking for a quote on the airplanes with the autopilot. This means they are planning to use this airplane for distances, because they see it and they can save a lot of money, not only time, but also money on the moving, traveling. More and more airports offering automotive gas in the airport, which is that's what those small airplanes need. We are jumping into the light sports, but at the same time, we are not exactly ready in all the airports because they are not offering the automotive gas. But more and more people getting comfortable with getting into it with their own way of doing stuff. And I think the airports will follow and will do this right. What else about the expanding? This year, as an expanding year, I opened the office in Clearwater. We have Ecolab got the representative over there. And, of course, he's got one of the good-looking Topaz. And the second one is on the way with the 100 horsepower, also in St. Petersburg area. That's what I'm saying, is more and more interest with the light sport, even over there, which the Florida area is saturated with the airplanes, but there are still room for light sport.
Do you share the same opinion that Chris and Eric did about the third class medical situation?
In my scenario, I do see that people are waiting. They are waiting because they are not flying with their own airplane. They are waiting. I know about three guys in our airport, which they are waiting for the medical because they do have already airplane, which they feel then they can use it without the medical. But I am sharing the same opinion about with Eric and Chris, then this will take a very, very long time. And it's just a waste of time for waiting. And if you feel that you can fly it, do it now. And later on, just enjoy it without the medical, because you can still step into the light sport and enjoy flying. And later on, you can enjoy flying your own airplane or the plane which you will like to have. But we offer more and more airplanes to rent and airplanes to just as a second hand. You know, people are buying. I have right now a customer who bought the CT flight design airplane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he looked at my airplane. And he find out and he want to update. He want to update with the Ecolab airplane. I will also offer this CT airplane with the airplane which I have right now, the one which is used, has got some hours on it, and because we are planning to go for a new stuff, as I said, you know, wider door, luggage door. Of course, I offer this right now for everybody, but at the same time, if somebody want to spend less money and purchase the used one, yes, we offer this too.
Wonderful. Now, when it comes to your procedures as far as demoing aircraft, if somebody's listening right now and they want to demo an Ecolot, what are they going to have to do besides come up to you and say, I want a demo?
The way how this looks like right now, I would like to do the demo flight on the end of the day this way because I do have only one airplane.
Okay.
But if somebody will come out and say, I want a demo flight, probably if he will come out on the end of the day or on the end of the show, it will be probably more convenient for me to give him the ride.
Okay.
You have to just ask and you may receive.
Well, wonderful. Now, was there anything about we've got a lot of different manufacturers this year. We have new manufacturers coming in as well. What would you say would be the advantage of the Ecolot? And I'm not naming any names, but just overall, what would be the advantage of going with the Ecolot versus some of the other models that you know of, at least?
What is the advantage? First is the price. That's the one thing, because people first ask about the price, because when they see the airplane looking so good, even mine, which has got some 300 hours on it, and I went back and forth to Florida by myself twice already, it's still looking so good. It's looking as a brand new. That's how one thing is looking. Second, the price. And third one, performance. The performance on the Ecolot airplane is really ahead. If you want to fly and you want to cruise with 100 miles per hour, which is around 90 knots speed, you will only burn around 3 gallons of automotive gas. This means the cost of the flying around $10 per hour with the 100 miles per hour speed and with the very comfortable and roomy airplane looking outside very small, but if you go in, you will find out that it's very roomy and very comfortable. And I can explain how I get back and forth, you know, to Florida from DeKalb, which is Chicago area. And this is amazing how nice and quick and comfortable. Of course, you know, with all this competition on the market, you know, everybody's got something different, something better, or we are. This way, I'm not saying that I am the best, but before you make decision to buy, check with my booth, and we can talk what you will like to do, what you will like to have in your airplane, because we offer not only the basic 80 horse, but we offer with the 100 horse, we offer with the fuel injection, IS engine. We have different colors, leathers inside, different finish inside. You can have a basic 6-packs with steam gauges, but you can have double glass cockpit with autopilot. As I said, we offer with the parachute, or if somebody who said they don't like to have the parachute, we can remove it. But going farther and farther, I can compare apple to apple. If somebody want to spend the time, if somebody is close to making the decision, I'm willing to spend the time. If I can't do it right away, I can always go apple to apple later on through the email, through the web page, and we can have a really comparison.
Well, wonderful. Thank you again, Chris, for giving us that information. And I know this year is going to be a great year at the Expo. Weather-wise, it seems to look good. We know that, matter of fact, when I was talking to Chris, already someone's already camping. So we've got people there already. So that's a wonderful thing. Yep, that's it. So I appreciate your time, sir. I've got two more interviews. And thank you again. And we'll definitely talk with you next year. And just have a great show, Chris. I know you always do.
Oh, always pleasure to talk to you, Perry. And have a good day.
Thank you. Until next time.
Thank you.
All right, our next guest, and thank you, guests, for holding. Our next guest is going to be Skybound. Matt, how you doing, sir?
Good afternoon.
Thank you for your patience. You doing all right tonight?
Oh, I'm better than okay.
Yeah!
We're doing fine.
That's fabulous. Wonderful. Happy Labor Day.
Thank you.
So, let's talk about the Expo, since that's what the radio is about. What's your plan this year?
Well, I've forgotten. This is our fourth or fifth year there, and yeah. Going to see the fine folks at Mount Vernon is always a treat. Their staff is second to none up there. And one of the things that Chris mentioned earlier about embracing, we are promoting Southeast Missouri as well as Southern Illinois. And it's really not a competitive thing. It's just that for clientele that attend the show and Mount Vernon may be on the fringes, we're there to educate folks what we do. And in the last three or four years, Skybound has grown fairly dramatically. Our core business is flight instruction built around the Remus light sport aircraft. And we also get into light sport aircraft sales and light sport aircraft maintenance. My partner Bev Clear and I have been together for about 4 years, and things are going well. One of the things in our flight school, we're 60 part 61, but we around light sport provide light sport private and instrument flight training in the Remus aircraft. Of course, the instrument is in VMC conditions. But we also have ground schools, various packages. And then in addition to that, with light sport still being our core, we do Cirrus and Bonanza training, including biannuals, instrument proficiency checks. And we have two simulators. One is for the Remus, and another one is a Redbird G1000. We have three flight instructors, soon to be four. So that's kind of what we do on the instruction side. On the rental side,
I'm looking at your website right now, and it looks like you've won an honor roll 2 years in a row from AOPA for flight training excellence.
Well, that doesn't hurt, does it?
No, first of all, we try. People have to understand, one, that you're out of Atlanta, Georgia. So this way, if there's anybody who's coming through that area, I mean, not everybody wins that award. I mean, they just don't give that out freely like it's candy. That says a lot about you guys. So,
and you know, in the aircraft rental, we do use the Remus, which has moving map GPS, full glass, and autopilot, and we do light sport aircraft maintenance there, primarily concentrating on the Rotax engine. And one of the things that to talk just a little bit about the Remus, we have, as I said, been a distributor for about 3 years, and a couple of things interesting about the light sport, which a lot of people, you know, they talk about those little airplanes, but we don't want to forget David and Goliath. The spec sheet says that our Remus is 7 inches wider on the inside than a Cessna 172. And our useful load with a ballistic parachute and a full adornment, a glass cockpit, autopilot, and everything can be 600 pounds useful load. Mm. And in a light sport aircraft, that's pretty impressive, especially in the training environment. I spent 2 weeks in Germany in November going through the plant and spending time with the personnel and understanding work techniques that really impressed me more than the showroom glitter that you see on an aircraft when you see the inside of it. And finally, one thing that's pretty exciting for us, we have one little thing to work out, but Skybound Aviation in Cape Girardeau is soon to be the exclusive parts distributor for Remus aircraft parts in the U.S. We're moving the parts back from Germany to the United States and Greater Cape Girardeau. And we have some things in mind there. First of all, I guess you would call it the day of the cyber service. People can pretty much get a hold of us anytime they want, 7 days a week. We may be out of pocket, but we do return phone calls, and we'll have emails, and there will be a lot of technical support germane to the parts needs and everything that we will be providing also. And that will kind of be, I have a full connection with the engineers in Germany for follow-up on questions that I may not be able to answer. So that's kind of what we're doing at Skybound in Cape Girardeau.
What's the best way for people to get a hold of you to get some more information about Skybound?
Well, the website Fly Skybound at gmail.com is our email, and just do a web search for Skybound Aviation, Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Yep, and, which is fly. It's flyskybound.com. That's what.
Right.
It is. Yep. Now, as I've asked every guest on this show so far, when it comes to demo flights, what is your procedure on how someone could have a demo flight?
Well, I will need to work that out at the show. My partner that takes care of the demo flights is going to be out of pocket with a family illness. She may or may not be there, but we will make arrangements to make people happy after the show if we can't do it during the show.
Okay.
Right now, reality kind of takes precedence, and that's the best I can offer right now.
Do you have any specials which you're going to be running at the show that you want to make an announcement on now?
No, we will be, for people that are interested, there are some really good values to be had out there. Exchange rate has gotten a little more kind, and right now is a really good time to buy an aircraft, and we can talk to those people that are interested in that and build a special around what they want.
I guess you can't ask for any more than that, huh?
Well, you can, and if we can give it to you, we'll try.
Did you have any opinions or comments about this third class medical issue?
Oh, yes, they're about 4 miles long, but I'll keep it real short. You know, Eric said it as well as anyone could say it. But our opinion is it's the government whenever they move on it and it's in black ink and the ink is dry, we'll react to it however we need to. And until then, we're not going to waste our time beating our gums about something that the politicians are playing with.
It really wouldn't do you much good anyway, would it?
Well, it hadn't done anybody else any good, has it?
No, it hasn't yet. But as even as Chris mentioned, you know, and even Eric brought up, is that Pete, they're just waiting. They're not doing anything, so they're missing all this valuable time that they could be going. You know.
Let me interrupt you with one other thing that I did want to mention to that. If and when and however that change comes, we embrace it, and a lot of people seem to think that light sport is negative toward the third class. We really think it is great because, as I think Eric also mentioned, light sport has so much more to offer than just that. But the sad part of it is the people in the autumn years of their flying life are wasting a lot of precious aviation time waiting on the government, and if they have other choices, they maybe should consider it.
Well, Matt, thank you again for your time. Thank you for sharing all about Skybound Aviation. I know you guys are going to have a great show this year. And matter of fact, I want to do one thing. Hey, Chris, you there?
Yes.
I got you and Matt on together. I'm sure you got something for him.
Yeah, I'm really excited and proud of you and Bev Mack for what you've done with Remos and bringing that parts distributorship to the Midwest. I know they probably were in Arkansas there for a time, but having it in Cape Girardeau, which is one of my favorite places on the earth, that's really exciting. That's great for that airport, and that's a nice place, and it couldn't happen to two nicer people.
Well, and you know, Mount Vernon is a really good center for light sport, and we're getting Cape Girardeau there as well, and we can be partners.
I like it.
Well, all right, guys. Thank you so much, Matt, for joining us. And now we're going to move on to our final interview of our show. And I believe, and I don't know this 100%, but I'm believing we've got Rod on with Flights for Christ. Let me check and see. Hey, Rod, is this you, sir?
I believe it is. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, what I can. Yes, I was looking for your cell number, and this other number came up, and I thought, well, uh-oh, maybe it's him. But, yes, I can definitely hear you.
Yeah, well, as long as the phone line holds out, it seems like we've been cutting in and out a little bit here.
Well, how are you tonight, sir?
We're doing well, very well. Hey, before we get started on this, though, I want to say that, you know, the Mount Vernon LSA has grown quite a bit since the first one over the years, and the Mount Vernon Airport has just absolutely, based on its past history, it is just leaps and bounds above what it used to be, and it's all because of mostly one man, and that man is Chris Collins.
See, Chris?
I told you.
I need to
just hang up and go, this is great. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah. Okay,
lunch
you
on
can
me
pay
tomorrow.
Me that soda later.
Yeah. Lunch on me.
But he's right, Chris. I'm telling you, man, year after year after year, if everybody talks about the airport, they always talk about the hospitality. And, sir, when it comes to leadership, and you can look at our president and see what I'm talking about, when it comes to leadership, sir, you are succeeding in every way. And congratulations.
Well, when you put yourself, you know, in the company of people like Perry Hartman and Rod Mullinax, I mean, you know, the old proverbial blind squirrel gets a nut every once in a while.
Matter of fact, it almost makes it easy, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, it appears that Rod has switched over to his cell phone. Let me do this. All right, Rod,
yeah,
you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
yep,
sir,
hear
I hear
now?
You. Yep, I hear
okay,
you loud and clear.
All right, that's much better for us, too.
They're wonderful. Well, there's no doubt that what you stated, Rod, is right on target, and that's one of the things about the Expo that Chris, I mean, it everybody at that airport knows it's all about service. And, I mean, if anybody understands service, it's certainly you. Would you take a few moments and share with the audience? The good news is you're our last caller, and we've got 40 minutes. So you take as long as you see fit to talk to people about what you do, because you were on with us last year, and after we got done with our conversation, because again, you, me, and Chris, see, we have something in common, and that's the one who saved us. And if there's anything which you know about me, is I love the Lord with all my heart. And when I first heard about what you guys do, I just knew that this was definitely going to be a connection. And if I remember correctly, is it not, didn't you, that was it, I believe it was you this year, didn't you guys go to Haiti?
We did. Actually, Chris has been with me on one trip. We've been going to Haiti since 2011. And Chris had one of the more exciting trips down to Haiti that I've had. We had a little bit of an issue with customs on the ground, but everything was cleared up and it went well. But yes, you're correct. We are the ones that have been transporting supplies and missionaries to Haiti since 2011.
For anybody who's listening who is not familiar with Flights for Christ, obviously it's all in the name, but because we are the fifth gospel, you've got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then we have you and we have me. Everything that we do is all centered around reflecting him. And so take a few moments and share with people how Flights for Christ got started, and then share whatever new pieces of information that you have that people can look forward to learning about at this year's show.
Okay. Well, actually, would you mind if I start off with a verse?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, no, I don't mind. Absolutely, go ahead. I don't want to confuse anybody.
Right. Well, it's not like our motto, but this is something that we believe in, and it's James 2:14-17. Mm. And this kind of describes quite a bit about Flights for Christ and our vision. It goes, "What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such a faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, 'Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if not accomplished by action, is dead." So Haiti had an earthquake in 2010. We had some missionary friends that were down there, and, you know, the stories that came out of Haiti before the earthquake, you just shake your head in disbelief. But then after the earthquake, I mean, it was like coming out almost out of a horror novel, the things that we were hearing about. I mean, there were parents that were going to the ocean with dirt, basically, mixing it with salt water from the ocean, and making mud cakes to feed their children. So you've got a mud cake made out of seawater to give to the children just to put something in their bellies. Mm-hmm. They have absolutely nothing. So, as the verse tells us, you know, if you tell someone, "I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," well, it doesn't do any good if we don't have actions to back up those words. So, Flights for Christ was began. I'm not an English major, by the way. And we ended up making our first flight down to Haiti in 2011. And on these flights, we take supplies of all kinds, all nature. We have taken food and clothes down there. but we've also taken like replacement parts. One of them just that comes to mind was an auger for a block making machine. One of the missionaries in southern Haiti has a block making machine where they mix some soil, some clay, and some water together, and basically it compresses it together, and out the other end pops a block. Well, these blocks are similar to our concrete blocks here in the States, but they're better than any block that you can buy in Haiti. In fact, the Haitian government has heard about this block making machine down there, and they've contracted them to start making blocks for some government buildings down in that southern section because they're better than any blocks they can buy there. So they're wearing the machine out, and they need parts transferred down. And when you transfer parts or anything to Haiti, you always run the risk of it being lost, stolen, misplaced, crushed. You just never know. We even met some missionaries one time where they shipped a container down there, and at the point in time when we spoke with them, it had been held up in customs for over a year and a half, and for no reason. They checked on it monthly, and they just would not release their items. So we don't just necessarily take supplies down there. Like I said, we've transported some missionaries as well. And it's all of this is going into a country that is just desperately in need of even the basic essentials of life, food and water. But from our side of it, we're also trying to help spread the gospel as well.
When is your next trip out there again?
Our next trip is actually going to be in about 4 or 5 weeks. We're going to be supporting Damu Christian Outreach, which is in the southern portion of Haiti, Jacmel. Jacmel is a small airport. If anybody is ever interested in going to Haiti and flying into Jacmel, just let me warn them now about the pothole at the north end of the very small, short runway. It's rough. Their runways down there are all rough. They're not maintained very well. But the supplies that will be going down on this trip are some school supplies. Not so much paper, but a lot of pens and pencils. The schools down there like to have uniforms, and so I believe there's some material going down there to make uniforms for the school children. Some hygiene products, maybe some books. I'm not exactly what all they've got just yet. We're supposed to go up in a couple weeks to take an inventory and get weights off of everything. For this trip,
the address that is on your website, the 19983 North Hales Lane, Mount Vernon, Illinois 62864. That's still up to date.
Yes, it is.
Okay, you're going to receive a box of books. There is a ministry that I partner with. That is the founder of the ministry is from Nigeria, and he writes biblical teaching materials, books on salvation, on marriage, on all different kinds of things. And I'm going to get them to put a little care package together for you. And all the books are free. There's no charge for any of them. And I'm going to send those to you. But I also wanted to make mention of your address as well, because if I don't know about anybody else, but I was pretty moved by what you said. And if there's anybody who's interested in maybe making a donation to help you in what you're doing, whether it's financially for gas or whatever it is that your needs might be, the Lord certainly knows. Is the address the best place to do that?
Yes, it would be.
Okay. Because again, as you said, biblical truth without application is useless.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And let me just, for your listeners out there, throw this out there. We are a very small faith-based organization. When we serve the missionaries that we're trying to serve, we are truly trying to serve them, meaning there is no charge to the missionaries to get their items transported from the States down to their hands in Haiti. Most of it, I say most of it, we're about 85% now is personally funded. We do have some monthly contributions that come in, and it just it helps tremendously. But again, most of it is still personal, and that way, you know, like I said, we're just I shouldn't have said that. Actually, we're not trying to toot our horn here. Please don't take it that way. There are a lot of good people out there. There's a lot of good organizations out there. This is just the way that we happen to be set up.
Well, again, if you don't ask, you don't receive. And, you know, what you guys do year in and year out makes a difference. And I think that that's probably what one of my favorite things about what you guys do is you do it for the right reasons. And there's no doubt that having you at the expo is, of course, going to bring you more exposure. And I also just liked you on Facebook, and I also put a post on there just now to kind of let people know on my end about what you guys do. And it appears that you guys have a Facebook page as well. And what I would like to do, and let me just make sure. Hold on, let me just see. Hey, Chris, are you still on?
Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Pam, do you hear me? Hey, Pam, do you hear me? Okay. What I'd like to do, Chris, is I want to take a moment and pray for Rod and his ministry. Father God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to glorify you through prayer. We can never thank you enough for this opportunity to petition on our behalf the needs for Flights for Christ. Thank you for all that they're doing for the people of Haiti, that you would continue to make provision for this ministry. You started this ministry. You certainly will continue to provide for this ministry, but we pray that for those that are out there listening right now, Father, that you would touch their hearts, that they would help so this ministry could continue moving forward. We know that you open every door that needs to be opened and close every door that needs to be closed. We can never thank you enough for your faithfulness during this time and all that you do. We live in a world that is so independent that they forgot about you. And so I just pray that this radio will continue to proceed out forward to the ears that need to hear it. And I just thank you so much for Flights for Christ and all that they do. And we love you, and we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Very important. The power of prevailing prayer. There's nothing like it in the world. And so I just felt led to do that. And thank you for joining us tonight and for telling us about Flights for Christ. Was there anything else that we haven't talked about you want to share? Any stories, anything like that? We still got about 25 minutes, so it's up to you.
Okay, now that'll be fine. Well, we can also throw out there that we don't just fly to Haiti. We also do domestic compassion flights as well. I guess one of my favorite ones that we have completed, there was an elderly lady in Mount Vernon who was in a care center. She had some things going on, Alzheimer's and some – she was just a very frail person. The last of her family members passed away in the area, and so a friend of the family knew what we were doing and got a hold of us and said, hey, you know, the family, they're struggling financially. They need to get her transported down to Oklahoma. She can't go by ambulance. She definitely can't go commercially. Is there any way that you could help? And I said, yes, if we can get her loaded in the plane, we'll take her down there. So we were, through the use of a blanket, because this was getting up into a Cessna 310, which means you have to climb up over the wing to get them in. Through the use of a blanket and three gentlemen, we were able to get her in the aircraft and successfully get her down to Oklahoma. And I say all this because at the time that we took her down there, she was 99 and a half years old, and we got to take her on her very first airplane ride. And I'm thinking, you know, Orville and Wilbur Wright were flying when this lady was born, and they didn't offer to give her a ride in their airplane.
Yeah.
So it's not just internationally. We do domestic compassion flights as well.
The fact that you do that, I mean, it's, I got to tell you, it is truly a blessing, all that God has done through your ministry and obviously through your life. And, you know, again, if it's just, folks, the website for them is flightsforchrist.com. And it's, you know, sometimes we get so busy that we forget about all that the Lord's doing. You know, we wonder within the condition of the world, you know, where's the Lord? Where's the Lord? He's in everything. I mean, he knows exactly who's going to be president. He knows all the outcomes of every situation. And just like I shared in the last show, I started it off. I said, if yesterday is history and tomorrow is a mystery, what's today? It's the present. It's a gift. And we just, people seem to forget that every day. I mean, there's people that actually at lunch today went face to face with the Lord. They're gone. They didn't get home to their family. They couldn't say goodbye. And yet, you know, here we have an opportunity to share about the goodness of Christ to a lost and dying world, to a world that is similar to Second Chronicles, that talks about how they're without a teaching priest. We have a whole bunch of priests, but not many are teaching. So if we have the ability to share Christ's love through your ministry and through all the other out there, and we can be a part of it, there's no better time than right now. I mean, we're the only time period in history, Rod, that we have the completed Bible and the filling of the Holy Spirit. The only time period, and yet people still proceed forward with life and forget about all the things that he did for us. That's why it's called the good news, right?
Exactly, exactly. And kind of going on along with that as well, you know, people, they wake up this morning and they're complaining. Oh, it's too hot outside. Oh, I don't like my breakfast. Oh, lunch wasn't good. To put things in perspective, I challenge them, just go spend a couple days in Haiti and you'll come back a changed person.
You have no idea how truthful you're stating. I've been to Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, and Zimbabwe. And when I came home, do you know how much stuff I got rid of? I mean, we don't realize just how much extra stuff we have. So if anybody out there has anything that is not too large, contact Flights for Christ, clothes, whatever it might be, not that you want to fill your whole hangar with. I'm sure you've got a lot of stuff in there now, but don't get me wrong. I don't want to all of a sudden have 500 cases of jeans, although I'm sure you would figure out what to do with them. But, you know, again, because we just never know what the Lord's going to do. I mean, we might think he's only going to take this radio show to 20 states, but you just never know who might hear it. You know, because actually we archive all these. We still have all of last year's shows too. So you just never know what's going to come up and when it's going to come up. But thank you so much for being on our show tonight. And let me see. I want to see if Chris has anything. Hey, Chris, you got anything for Rod?
I always have something.
Go ahead.
I think last year on the show, Rod told the story about taking the missionary from Port-au-Prince up to or over to Jacmel across the mountains, which was usually a five-hour drive, hike, canoe ride, whatever, and made it in 20 minutes. But, hey, Rod, can you share with the listeners about that day that John and Martha King visited our airport?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And what the significance of that was a month and years later.
Yes, yes. When was that, Jenna? 2011? Okay. Hang on. I'm talking to the boss here, making sure I have the dates right. Yeah, 2011. I'm at work, and my wonderful, let me throw it out there again, wonderful wife, Jenna, she calls me at work and she says, hey, Rodney, we got a message on the answer machine from John King. And I'm sitting there at work, I'm busy, and it didn't register with me. I'm like, John King? Who's John King? I have no idea. And she goes, no, John King, John and Martha. I said, all of a sudden the light bulb came on, and I was like, oh, those. Well, wait a minute. They wouldn't be calling us. It's got to be a joke of some kind. Who does it sound like? She said, it sounds like John King. And so she finally convinced me that John left a message on the answer machine. And his message was, that he wanted to stop by on his way to Sun and Fun and just chat with just the average Joe pilot about aviation safety and get their viewpoint on it, and then they're going to cruise on down to Sun and Fun. So, well, I have a very small brain to begin with, and it just never registered with me well, but I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. So we set the day up. John and Martha King literally flew out, landed at Mount Vernon, Illinois. They step out of the plane, and at this point, it seems like everybody behind me, which, Chris, you were there, and my wife was there, and a couple other airport people were there, and they're all figuring it out, and I'm still falling for it, hook, line, and sinker. I'm like, oh, he's just here to chat with us. And and so he said, hey, I hear you have you share an arrow with your dad. I'm like, yeah, we do. He said, well, can we go over to the hangar and look at it? I'm like, yeah, we can do that. So we step over, and we open the doors, and we're looking at everything, and we're chatting, and all of a sudden he throws out, yeah, he said, you ever think about, you know, adding on to your rate or your certificate? And I was like, adding on? He said, yeah, like a seaplane rating. He said, you know of any seaplane bases? And it's still not registering with me what's going on. Everybody behind, they had a cameraman there. Everybody's standing behind the cameraman. They're all busting up like, come on. And I said, yeah, I said, there's a couple places I've heard about in Florida. And they said, well, have you ever thought about going to Alaska to get your seaplane rating? And then the light bulb came on. And I just about fell over. I couldn't believe it. I had won their Alaska adventure trip for the seaplane rating and some backcountry bush flying with Don Lee. And it was awesome. So I'm definitely throwing a plug in there for Don Lee, Alaska Floats and Skis. If anybody gets an opportunity to go up there, hook up with them, do some float training, and get that backcountry adventure. It is amazing, absolutely amazing. But through that, what happened was, it wasn't so much on the floats, on the water, it was the backcountry bush flying. I learned from a professional Alaska bush pilot how to maneuver in mountains, what to do in some emergency situations, how to get out of closed canyons. I learned techniques in Alaska that I would utilize later, about a year and a half later, on flights in Haiti. And again, at the time, you know, we have such small minds and we're so focused, I couldn't see the Lord's big plan at the time and how he was going to utilize those skills that I'd been taught. So
you just never know what God's going to do when he's going to do it. I mean, it's one thing to believe in God, and it's another thing to believe him. When he says, I shall supply for your needs according to the riches of my grace, we sometimes act as if he's like a genie and we can just rub him and get what we want. And sometimes we can, but the other times he'll come out of nowhere. I mean, let me tell you something, and I'm not going into some long drawn out story, but which I'm really good at doing as well. But I had to go to Zimbabwe. Okay. And at this time I just went through a really not so nice divorce, and I don't blame her totally, because again, she married a rock drummer. She didn't marry a pastor. So she didn't sign up for that job, you know, even though I didn't understand the whole conditional thing. But anyway, as I'm preparing, I said, Lord, please, stop bringing me these people who don't love you, who mistreat me. Bring me somebody who will love you, because if she loves you, then she will know how to respect me and love me and care for me. And about 2 weeks later, I met that one, and she helped me pack to go to Zimbabwe. And so you just never know. As a matter of fact, allow me this, because this is a radio show. Hold on one second. Let me check something.
Okay.
Hey, Pam, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. Would you, matter of fact, Rod, do me a favor. How far is your wife from you?
Well, she's never far away at any given time because I need leadership.
Do you have a speakerphone?
We're on a speakerphone, and she is in the room.
Good. Hey, Chris?
Yes.
Where's your wife?
Not here on the interstate, driving home from St. Louis.
Okay. Well, then you make sure you show you play her this radio show, because remember, it is a radio show. I want to put you guys on hold 1 second, and I want to play a song, and I want to dedicate it to all the wonderful wives that the Lord brought us. And I'm saying wives, all three of us on the phone, not like each one of us have three. But for our wives, we dedicate this to you, ladies. Thank you, Juan.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you that no one else above you? You fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. For the morning sun and all its glory, greet the day with hope and comfort too. You fill my heart with laughter, take away and make it dead, ease my troubles, that's what you do. There's a love that's divine, and it's yours and it's mine, like the sun. And at the end of the day, we should give thanks and praise to the one, to the one. Have I told told you there's no one else above you? You fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do.
Hey, Pam.
Yes?
For all the time that I'm working and I'm not with you, I just want you to know that I love you and this radio show will be over in 8 minutes, and you'll have me back.
Thank you. I love you.
Gentlemen, if you don't do your homework, your home don't work. So that means we're going to hang up, we're going to end this show, and we're all going to go do our homework. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Thank you so much, Rod, for joining us tonight. And have an awesome show and have a great trip. And do me a favor. I just emailed over the order of the blend of books for you. They're books on salvation and marriage and all kinds of stuff. When you get them, it's coming from a ministry called Grace Evangelistic Ministry. They've been in business 18 years, and they never solicit for funding. God has been truly faithful. And enjoy them, and be aware that some books could be for you as well. And if you need any more copies, there'll be an order form with them.
Okay, sounds great. Sounds great.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ron.
Perry, thanks for having us on. It's really been good, and hope this goes well. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about what you can expect tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, September 8th, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to have Randy with Rand's Design. We're going to have John from Bristell, Greg from Magna USA, Andy Humphrey from Heavenbound, and Eric from Wix Aircraft. On behalf of everybody at the Midwest LSA Expo, I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. And we want to thank all of our sponsors, all of our exhibitors, all of our partners, anybody who helps make this event take place. If you have not been to the Midwest LSA Expo yet, it is in Mount Vernon, Illinois. It's going to be Thursday, September 10th through Saturday, September 12th. And in case you didn't hear the intro to the show, the Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is the most convenient and affordable of its type in the country. And it's located right at the crossroads of two major interstates. And it's about an hour and 15 minutes by ground from Lambert St. Louis International Airport. Mount Vernon, Illinois has over 1,200 hotel rooms, 60 restaurants, all within about 3 miles from the airport. And we're just so excited about this upcoming show. And just know that this show was specifically created to educate aviators about all facets relating to the LSA industry, including the many different aircraft types, available engines, LSA performance, to promote the sale of LSAs, the use of LSA aircraft for flight training and in rental fleets, and to promote economic development in the Southern Illinois region. And Chris and the airport have been aggressively been advertising this event on Facebook, through print, even through radio. And if you're looking for a life sport aircraft, there's no other place you want to come than to the Midwest LSA Expo. You'll have an opportunity for easy demos as well. And for any additional information about the expo, they've got a wonderful website, which is MidwestLSAExpo.com. If you need any information regarding the airport, you can go to MountVernAirport.com. And just really looking forward to hear all the wonderful stories about the show. Chris, you got anything else?
Yeah, I want to give a mention to an email a day or so ago and pointed out another social type of marketing opportunity for the show called ShareAviation.com. So I placed the expo on that site today. And just wanted to say hi to John. And last year he was here all 3 days and ranted and raved about the show on an email to me, and that made me feel really good. So hi, John. And John is about to take his check ride for private pilot. I know he'll do really good, but he will not be here this year because of that. But he indicates he will be here next year at the 2016 Expo.
Woohoo! In the meantime, by the way, have you made it home yet or no, Chris?
I am home.
Well, wonderful. All you'll have to do is go to your Facebook page, hit the play button on the radio, and she can enjoy the show. Thank you so much, Chris, and we will talk with you tomorrow.
Okay, Perry. Look forward to it.
And by any chance, if any of you who happen to hear this show, if you're looking for a website or if you happen to own a business and are looking for any audio video production, my company, Painter's Dream Productions, is celebrating its 15th year next year. We're going to hit 14 this year, but we're so excited because we get to help people like Mount Vernon Airport and Midwest LSA Expo and Balloons Over Mount Vernon, and soon to be, I believe, the YMCA of Mount Vernon. And our business is dedicated to helping those who want to go to the next level. For more information about Painter's Dream Productions, you can go to our website, which is paintersdreamproductions.com. If you have any questions maybe about starting your own radio show, or you need any help with any marketing or promotions, you can feel free and call me at 931-259-4895, and we would love to help you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and look forward to tomorrow night. If you know me, you know I never say goodbye. I always say until next time.
Welcome to the 2015 Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo Radio Show, brought to you by Painter's Dream Productions and hosted by Perry Hartman of Painter's Dream Productions and Chris Collins, your international host for this year's 2015 event at the Mount Vernon Outland Airport in Mount Vernon, Illinois. The 7th annual Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is scheduled for Thursday, September 10th through Saturday, September 12th. Showtimes for this year's event are 9 to 4 each day. Midwest LSA Expo Incorporated specifically created this event for three reasons. One, to educate aviators about all facets relating to the LSA industry, including the many different aircraft types, available engines, and LSA performance. Two, to promote the sale of LSAs, the use of LSA aircraft for flight training and in rental fleets. And finally, to promote economic development in the Southern Illinois region. We know that the Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is the most convenient and affordable of its type in the country. If you ask anyone, it's the true sales and demo show. Now get ready for the Midwest LSA Expo.